I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
To Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Blue sky, 80 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. The CDC says the two suspected cases of monkeypox in Salt Lake County are the real deal. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the latest. She's live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Jeff, first let me stress that really smart people in the state don't think there's any threat to the general public. Monkeypox requires extremely close contact to spread. And the two people who are currently sick have already been isolating. They will keep doing so. The Salt Lake County Health Department says those two patients are now confirmed as Utah's first two people diagnosed with monkeypox. They had recently traveled out of the country, but are said to just have mild illness. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:31. The co-founder of FanX has been arrested in Hawaii, accused of making bomb threats on Utah buildings. Brian Brandenburg has been charged in Hawaii federal court. The charging documents say Brandenburg sent emails where he threatened to bomb the Matheson Courthouse in Salt Lake City, the Utah State Capitol, the Salt Lake City Mayor's Office, and apparently the Salt Lake Temple. If convicted, he would be looking at a possible 10 years in prison. The shooter who took the lives of 21 people at a Texas elementary school this week wrote about his plans on social media before carrying out the attack. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers posted a warning minutes before the attack.
The only information that was known in advance was posted by the gunman on Facebook approximately 30 minutes before reaching the school.
Abbott says the 18-year-old shooter used an AR-15-style rifle in the attack. He also says the gunman had no known criminal or mental health history. The U.S. Surgeon General says there is no doubt gun violence is a public health crisis in America. Dr. Vivek Murthy offered condolences to the victims' families.
As a parent and as an American, I cannot fathom the depth of the pain that Uvalde is feeling right now.
And in an event at the White House, President Biden repeated his call for action to stop gun violence.
When in God's name will we do what needs to be done to, if not completely stop, fundamentally change the amount of the carnage that goes on in this country?
President Biden says 18-year-olds should not be able to buy weapons of war. The president and first lady will travel to Texas to meet with families of the victims. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
There's a new list of nearly 1,000 Americans who are banned from entering Russia. And the list includes a number of Utahns with notable exceptions. Senator Mitt Romney got banned along with four of the state's congressmen, but Senator Mike Lee was not on the list. The Russian Foreign Ministry published its list over the weekend about 2 weeks ago after issuing sanctions naming nearly 400 members of Congress banned from crossing the border into Russia. The man in charge of the FDA says he doesn't see any evidence of malicious intent leading up to the nationwide baby formula shortage.
While there are many steps along the way where different actions could have sped up the sequence of events, to this date, I can find no evidence of intentional delay or malfeasance.
Dr. Robert Califf is the FDA commissioner. He testified today before a House subcommittee. Two children from Utah are part of a worldwide investigation into this mysterious hepatitis outbreak. State health officials say they suspect it has ties to the common cold. The two Utah children were hospitalized, but they've since left the hospital. They're recovering. Legislative action at the beginning of the year has cleared the way for a celebration of sorts today at Hillcrest Junior High. That's where the state's first free feminine hygiene product dispensers for students went into operation today.
The group of students, educators, and advocates at Hillcrest Junior High were excited to unveil the free period product dispensers. Caitlin is a ninth grader at Hillcrest. She says she's missed class before because she was on her period.
And I forgot my extra pads that day because I was all over the place. And it was probably the worst thing. And I actually had to call home. And I actually had a lot of important things to learn in math that day.
The superintendent of the Murray School District says having free period products will help keep kids in class. Free period products will be at all of Utah's K-12 schools by July 1st. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
It's graduation days all over the place today, tomorrow, Friday. My grandson graduated from preschool, cap and gown and everything. But for some kids, they are the first students to have completed their entire education in the Canyon School District. Children who entered kindergarten in 2009 are wearing caps and gowns today as they attend commencement ceremonies for Corner Canyon High School, Jordan High School, and other Canyon's district schools. Some of those ceremonies for the class of 22 are underway right now. Congratulations to all of them. KSL News Time 635.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.